From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Vallee?
Yes, Pinkham.
Mr. Vallee, last night I saw that wonderful ice show, the Ice Capade.
So did I, Pinky. Don't you love to watch those girls skating over the ice holding one leg out in front of them?
So what? I do the same trick with both legs.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Pinky Lee, Dorothy Garner, Grady Sutton, Benny Kruger's music, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, brought to you by Dream Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I'm looking at a book titled, What Every Girl Should Know. I want to see if they spelled my name right. Go ahead, Pinky, answer the phone.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy, and tattooing done on hula dancers so you can see real moving pictures, speaking. What? Oh, yes, Mr. Valley would like to put an ad in your paper for a stenographer. Wanted, girl stenographer, must be 5'2", wavy hair, slim, and well-built. Also, slight knowledge of typing. Bring friend. Thank you. Goodbye.
Pinky, I told you I do not need a stenographer.
I know, but we got to get girls for that annual May dance. It's on tonight, you know.
Yes, unfortunately, you're right. I can't understand why I haven't found a girl yet. Of course, I realize I'm not the handsomest man in the world. Pinky, I said I'm not the handsomest man in the world.
Well, who's arguing with you?
Ah, but there was a time once when I came into the homes of the most famous beauties. I came into the homes of the most glamorous girls of the country.
What were you doing?
I was a fuller brush man. But alas and alack a day, Pinkham, the girl's situation today is very, very desperate.
You're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I buy candy now is to get a look at the picture of Martha Washington. Gosh, even my girlfriend Cecilia double-crossed me. She went back to work as a riveter at the shipyard, and now she's got a new guy she's carrying the blowtorch for.
It must be quite a hot romance.
Yeah, he's a glamour boy. In fact, his picture is on the cover of a famous magazine.
Which magazine?
Popular Mechanics. Here's his picture, Mr. Valley. Look, it's on this month's copy. His name is Robert.
Let me see. Robert? That's Robot. R-O-B-O-T. And yet, Pinky, that should make a very beautiful wedding scene.
Yeah. And when the preacher says, mm-hmm. Cecilia, you take this man to be your lawful welded husband, she'll say, I do 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 do. And then the preacher will say, I now pronounce you assembled. Gosh, Mr. Valley, I wish some pretty girls would ask your after stenographer. You know, we gotta get it.
How do you do? Did anybody advertise for a stenographer?
She's a lively one, ain't she? Skinny, too. I'll bet when she sings, I ain't got no body, she ain't kidding.
I'm just a plain, ordinary girl. I'm not rich, I'm not beautiful, I'm not clever.
You're no girl, either.
I wouldn't say that. Every birthday, my father gives me $1 for each year. And on my last birthday, he gave me $22.
He cheated you out of 40 bucks.
Tell me, miss, what's your name?
It's just a plain, ordinary name. Esmeralda Holson van Steigen.
Just an ordinary name, I see.
I live with my brother. He's just a plain, ordinary man with 17 children.
17 children?
18.
Oh, well, Pinky, your girl problem is solved. You take Esmeralda to the May dance. What do you say?
Just plain, ordinary, no. The girl I take to the dance must be beautiful and dumb. Beautiful so I can love her, and dumb so she can love me.
I'm very romantic, Pinky. It may not show, but love once kicked me in the face.
Don't worry, it shows.
Think it over, Pinky. I'm going into the club now and sing for those poor, bored people. Ladies and gentlemen of Little Valley, I will now sing a plain, ordinary song with a plain, ordinary title, Summer Sweetheart.
Summer Sweetheart, was it the moonlight? Summer Sweetheart, or was it love that made you whisper sweet words of affection beneath the dreamy stars above? Were your kisses really intended? They were truly something divine. Oh, tell me, summer sweetheart, when winter is here, will you still be mine?
Are your kisses really intended? They were truly something divine.
Oh, tell me, summer sweetheart, when winter is here, will you still be mine?
It was the way your hair would shine, just like gold, and then the twinkle in your eye stopped me cold.
Yes, lovely, lustrous hair spells romance in any man's eyes. To bring out all the gleaming beauty of your hair, try Dreen Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As Jean Lord, famous magazine cover girl and Dreen girl, says,
I love to try out new hairdos after a Dreen shampoo, because Dreen leaves my hair shining smooth and so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Mr. Valley, look.
Yes, Pinkham?
Look what I found under one of the tables, a lady slipper.
A lady slipper?
Uh-huh.
Egad, Pinkham, this is indeed a sign from heaven.
From heaven?
Do you know who I'm going to take to the May dance?
No. Who?
The Cinderella girl whose foot will fit this slipper.
I used to know a girl who wore slippers just like this one, and one night I drank 2 quarts of a bubbly liquid from it.
Imported French champagne?
No, domestic Dreen shampoo.
Pinkham, you drank 2 quarts of Dreen?
Yeah. A few minutes later, I sneezed and shampooed 8 people.
The thing to do now, Pinky, is to find the girl who owns this slipper.
Uh-huh.
Wait, there's some printing inside.
There is? What did it say?
It shows that this slipper was bought at the Beverly Department Store.
The Beverly Department Store? Oh, that makes it easy, Mr. Valley.
It does?
Oh, I used to work there. I stood at the door, and whenever Mae West came in, I pointed her out to the customers.
You pointed out Mae West?
Yeah, I was a West Pointer.
You look more like an Irish setter.
Yeah. God, there, Mr. Valley. I'll have you know that I was also the best salesman that store ever had. I was a Cracker Jack salesman.
What'd you sell?
Cracker Jacks.
Pinky, I must find the owner of this slipper before the dance begins tonight.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley. I'd like to ask...
Yeah, hurry up, Esmeralda. If you have a question to ask, ask it.
It's just a plain, ordinary question.
Oh, let's go, Pinky. Let's go.
Okay, Mr. Valley. And when we get to that store, I'd like to stop off at the complaint department. My brother bought some cough medicine for his wife, and it turned out to be arsenic.
Arsenic? Did it kill her?
No, and my brother wants his money back.
Oh, quiet. Come on, let's get over to that department store.
It's
Certainly a crowded department store, Pinky.
Crowded is right. A few minutes ago, I scratched my back, and eight men answered, ah. You better be careful of pickpockets, Mr. Valley.
Well, I don't think there are any pickpockets here, Pinky. None of my mouse traps went off. Now, let's find the shoe department. The dance is only...
Pardon me, clerk.
I'm sorry, madam. I'm not...
Tell
the...
me, have you got anything for gray hair?
Nothing but the greatest respect. If you don't mind, young lady, I'm not the clerk. Now, let's see, Pinky. Where can that shoe department be?
I don't know.
We'll go over there and see if we can get the...
I'm Mr. Sutton. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Are you the floor walker?
No, I'm pacing up and down here because my wife is going to have a baby. Of course I'm the floor walker.
Well, bless your big fat carnation.
I hope you gentlemen didn't come here to exchange anything. Did you know that in this department store, a woman brings back a package every 5 minutes?
She must be awful tired by now. Look, mister, where's the floor walker that was here yesterday?
He's in men's underwear.
Well, I said hope so.
Confidentially, gentlemen. Women shoppers provoke me no end. Yesterday, I was standing here minding my own business.
Yes?
Somebody yelled, nylons for sale, and that's all I remember. Then the manager looked down at me and said, I'm sorry, Mr. O'Sullivan.
Why O'Sullivan?
It was stamped all over my face.
Mr. Valley, what about that girl if I'm not too fumigated?
What's that?
What about that girl if I'm not too fumigated?
Fumigated.
I'm using high-class words.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, Pinky, perhaps I'd better buy something for the girl in case I find her. Well, Mr. Sutton, I'd like to purchase something for a lady. Perfume, perhaps?
Perfume? Of course. Here's something that costs $87 an ounce.
Let me smell that. Very nice. I'll have $5 worth.
You just had $5 worth.
Well, how about a dress? Girls like those kind of gifts, you know. I know. I once bought my girlfriend Cecilia a brand new Satin dress.
Satan? You mean satin, sir. Satan is something that looks like the devil.
Did you ever see my girlfriend?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're lucky. I said Satan, not satin, Sutton.
Young man... Watch your tongue.
I can't. It makes me cross-eyed. Excuse me, Mr. Sutton. I don't want to be incandescent, but I guess I've lost my head.
Yes, and you look much better without it.
You know, Mr. Sutton, you say the nicest things. You make me so,
I make you so what?
Ooh, you make me so infuriated.
Well, Mr. Sutton, is this your music department?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's fine. Most girls, you know, collect records today. That's what I think I'll get for the girl we have in mind. Records.
I'll hear the record, Mr. Valley. He might like. Kiss me again on one side, and I'll walk alone on the other. Say, maybe that girl would prefer some college songs. Mr. Sutton, have you got the varsity drag?
No. I always walk this way. I have a good suggestion, Mr. Valley.
Yes.
Have you got the Trail of the Lonesome Pine with flutes?
I don't think so, but I've got the road to Mandalay with detours. Second thought, I'd better wait. After all, I haven't found that slipper girl yet.
Pardon me, Mr. Valley.
It's Esmeralda again, Mr. Valley. Esmeralda, look, maybe you can help us buy something for a lady. What would you like if you were a woman?
By the way, Mr. Valley, I'm in charge of the Memorial Day ceremonies being held on the City Hall steps next door. I wonder if you would be kind enough to sing something appropriate for the occasion.
It would be an honor, Mr. Sutton. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, this memorial today finds the ranks of those who served in our own great Civil War thinning out fast. This is a musical characterization about one of them that I used to know. It's called Old Folks. Everyone knows him as Old Folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go. Just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee. Tucks his napkin up under his chin. And that yellow cob pipe, it's so mellow, it's ripe. but you needn't be ashamed of him. In the evening after supper, what stories he would tell. How he held that speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day. I know that one so well. I don't quite understand about old folks, whether he fought for the blue or the gray. For he's so democratic and so diplomatic, he'll never come right out and say. We always know where to find old folks when there's some little chore he can do. Every day that he's able, he's down at the stable, pitching the shoes with Lord knows who. Always meets the late train at the station, sits and whittles when it's overdue. And every night without fail, while they're sorting the mail, he's sneaking a little nip or two. Every Friday he goes fishing way down on Buzzard's Lake, but he only hooks a perch or two. That whale got away, so we have to warm up the steak. I suppose that every small town in this glorious country of ours has had one or more of those lovable old characters who live and relive their deeds of daring and exploits on the battlefields of 1861. I know that my little hometown up there in Maine had several of them. And those of you who may have been as fortunate as I in being able to have spent some of your youth in a small village can perhaps vividly recall this teller of amazingly tall tales as used to sit around the barber shop, the livery stable of the post office, as he talked to the wide-eyed group of youngsters, something like this.
Getting spakes on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I played first tubi with the Saget Hawk Silver Cornet Band, but I see trouble coming that took up the bugle. My wife wouldn't allow me to practice round the domicile. She ain't got no ear for music, being as she's stone deaf. Says the music hurts her eyes. I used to play entirely by ear, the main reason being the flies bothered the music so much. Cold? You call this cold? I recollect one time down at Chickamauga, it was so cold that the flames on the candles froze stiff. Yes, sir, we ate 'em for strawberries. Mighty good tasting, too. What's that? What's my favorite? Any old kind, thank you, as long as it's good, yes, sir. What's that? Battle? Heck, I thought you said bottle.
Someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old world this will be. Children's voices at play will be stilled for a day, the day they take old folks away.
Has a man ever told you how important lovely, shining hair is to romance? Fair tresses, man's imperial race and snare, and beauty draws us with a single hair. And you'll never know what a shining difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you try Dreen with Hair Conditioning Action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
In know, Pinky, it was very nice of Mr. Sutton to let us work here in the shoe department of this department store in case that girl comes here to see if her slipper's been turned in. Well, let's get to work. Ah, look, a customer already. How do you do, madam? Come right in. This is my assistant, Pinkham Lee.
How do you do, Mr. Lee?
How do you do? How do you do?
I'm looking for a pair of... I beg your pardon.
Pinky, let go of the lady's foot.
Excuse me, I thought we were still shaking hands.
Don't mind him, madam. There stands the only pair of shoes with three heels. Well, here you are, madam. Try these shoes on. Walk around in them if you like, but stay in the store. There, aren't those shoes nice and roomy?
They should be. She's wearing the boxes.
Gentlemen, all I'm looking for is a slipper.
A slipper.
A slipper.
Slipper, Pinker.
A slipper. Oh, she wants a slipper.
Pinker, did you hear that? The lady wants a slipper.
The lady wants a slipper.
Sit right down, my dear.
Yes, sir.
You're my destiny, my fate, my soul. Let me give you flaming phrases. Let me give you burning kisses.
No, stop. You haven't enough fire to give me a hot foot.
That's the shortest spell of warm weather we ever had.
But my dear lady, didn't you come in for a slipper?
Well, of course. I want a pair of bedroom slippers for my husband.
Boing!
He wasn't your type anyway, Mr. Valley. Hello? Beverly Shoe Department. If you can't get the right size shoe, come in and see us and you'll have a fit. Okay, yes. We'll send him right over. Goodbye.
Was that someone calling about a slipper, Pinky?
No, it's some girl who wants a pair of heavy walking shoes for automobile rides.
Pinky, I'm terribly worried. What if that girl with the slipper never shows up?
Oh, there you are, Mr. Valley. I'm still waiting to tell you.
All right, Esmeralda, what is it?
You know that slipper you found under the table in your club?
Yes, tell us. Go on.
It belongs to me.
Boing!
It's just a plain, ordinary slipper.
Where are the boys of the old brigade who fought with us side by side, shoulder to shoulder and blade by blade, fought till they fell and died?
Fought with us side by side, shoulder to shoulder and blade by blade, fought till they fell and died. Who's so ready and undismayed? Who's so merry and true? Where are the boys of the old brigade? Where are the lads we knew? Then steadily, shoulder to shoulder, steadily, blade by blade, ready and strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade. Then steadily, shoulder to shoulder, steadily, blade by blade, but heaven still is heaven above.
Where Mother Helper sings.
now in Arlington proudly laid, find they a place apart. The gallant boys of the old brigade sleep in America's heart. Then steadily, shoulder to shoulder, steadily blade by blade, ready, strong, marching along like the boys of the old brigade. Then steadily, shoulder to shoulder, steadily blade by blade.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, Benny Krueger in his music, and that internationally popular entertainer, Gracie Fields.
It's time to sing a good night song again. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. Here in the United States, every drop of used fats we can save is so urgently needed. More fat means more soap, more radios, and other peacetime products. Let's have a bow for the cast. Let's have a bow for the cast.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. Remember, Thursday night is another one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.